Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, the man suspected of shooting and killing two people in Brussels has been shot and killed overnight by police. New information we have just learned about the gunman.
And we're starting off with some chilly temperatures this morning, but warmer air is headed our way. I'll show you how much you need to bundle up this morning and when you can put away the jackets.
Today, we'll get an update on the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Just ahead, why a hefty price tag could cause a change of plans.
And the Dallas Cowboys are bouncing back after last week's major loss. We have the key plays from their game against the Los Angeles Chargers. A lot to tell you about on this Tuesday morning as we tackle this day together. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. As we get going, it is chilly once again. This air mess that has moved in is hanging around a little bit, but it's not going to last all week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Right now, we have cloudy skies across our area, but once we get to a little bit closer to sunrise and certainly into the middle of the morning, those clouds dissipate and it's going to be lovely out. Right now, it's 50 degrees in the Triangle area, and that's very close to normal for this time of year. It was a live look at Durham. We take a live look at our tower this morning, lit in purple to signify some cloud cover that rolled in early this morning. We have a much cooler morning down south than we did yesterday. It's 41 in Southern Pines, 45 in Fayetteville, it's 45 in Goldsboro, it's 52 in Rocky Mount. That's one of our warmer spots. We take a look at our 24-hour temperature change, pretty close to what it was yesterday in the north, but a good bit cooler down south. 7 degrees cooler in Southern Pines and 8 degrees cooler in Fayetteville, while the temperature in the Triangle is about the same. So we're starting anywhere from the mid-40s to around 50 this morning. We'll climb to 63, 64 at lunchtime, and then 67 for the high this afternoon with increasing sunshine. The only chance of rain that we have in the next 7 days is going to be Friday night, and we're going to take a look at the timeline for that so you can plan around it. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, new at 601, reports of an overturned vehicle in Cary. This is at Harrison Avenue at Maynard Road. I'm not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors in that area just yet, but I will watch that, let you know if that changes. Also, we still have that minor crash reported on the 55 bypass at New Hill Road in Holly Springs. A minor crash with no big delay showing up there, but still, look out for police activity. And as you head through that area, if you see something there on the side of the road, flashing lights, you do need to move over at least one lane. Elsewhere around the Triangle, as we get started here in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, our major routes are looking good.
Breaking news we're following this morning. The man suspected of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third in Brussels has been shot and killed by police overnight. Belgian police say the 45-year-old Tunisian man was shot by officers in a cafe. The incident that the government is calling a terrorist attack happened last night. Belgium was hosting Sweden in a soccer game. The shooter left that scene and prompted a massive manhunt. Belgium has also raised its terror level to the highest level in that country. Now, in a video posted online, the suspect identified himself as a member of ISIS. A Belgian federal prosecutor says the likely motive for the attack was the Swedish nationality of the people he shot and killed. Now to the Israel-Hamas war. Overnight, Palestinian officials reported Israeli airstrikes today killed 28 people in an area near Gaza. The World Health Organization is warning Gaza faces an imminent public health crisis with limited water supplies for hundreds of thousands of people who have been knocked out of their homes. We're also learning this morning that Japan will provide $10 million in emergency assistance for people in Gaza.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, this just in, about 15 minutes ago, we've learned the head for border crossing in Gaza has been killed. This is according to a government administration in Gaza there. The Arab media reports have said that he was killed in Israeli strikes at his home. Hundreds of people have been waiting to exit the strip through Rafah for days, but that border crossing does remain closed. And just about 30 minutes ago, we also reported that a Red Cross aid convoy carrying critical equipment was stuck on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing in Gaza. Those 12 trucks are loaded with medical equipment, water and mattresses and essential aid for families. But as of right now, the border is still closed.
Michelle, thanks. Late last night, it was announced that President Biden will head to Israel tomorrow. New video this morning shows humanitarian aid convoys in El Arish moving toward the Rafah border, crossing into Gaza.
We've also learned from CNN and the Military Times that Marines from Camp Lejeune are being sent to Israel. This is part of the rapid response units. Leaders with the Israeli military say they don't expect President Biden's visit to delay any ground invasion of Gaza.
Today, we get an update on a major road project that will improve your drive through a busy part of Raleigh. We're talking about the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Raleigh City Council will update its plans to widen that road north of North Hills today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to walk us through some of the details on this. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. We've been talking about this road improvement project for a really long time, but the biggest update that will be discussed today is about the cost. Now, we're on part of that 2-mile stretch that's a part of this widening project, but if you take a look at your screen right now, you'll get a view of the entire widening project from North Hills to Lynn Road. This project is going to be a lot more expensive than what the city originally planned. The original plans for the project were estimated to cost $31.3 million. That number is now estimated to be $119 million. That leaves nearly a $73 million funding gap. And today, we'll find out if moving forward with the project is even an option. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not be possible because of that hefty price tag. We'll get a better idea of how all of this could play out once the city council meets this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
We're working to learn more about a shooting in Clinton that sent one person to the hospital. This happened on Quail Run Lane Monday night. Deputies say the person who was shot was taken to Wake Med. One person is in custody. We'll be sure to update you on air and online when we find out more about this investigation. Happening today, Durham Public Schools is looking to fill important positions from teachers to bus drivers. A job fair is happening tonight at Hillside High School from 5 to 7. The greatest need is for K through 5 teachers, exceptional children teachers, media coordinators, and bus drivers.
And Renee, pay raises could finally be coming for Wake County school employees. School board plans to vote today on new pay scales for its workers. Employees haven't gotten the raises the school board voted for in the spring because a new state budget hasn't been set for the schools yet. Starting pay for bus drivers would be $18.55 per hour. That's up from $17 an hour. Starting pay for Wake County teachers would go from just under $44,000 to $46,000.
Also happening today in Wake County, school officials will release a second draft of their student reassignment plan for next year. The current proposal moves up to 5,000 students into new schools. This is all part of an annual effort to manage overcrowding and fill new schools. Most families could apply to stay at their current school just without busing. Some would have no choice but to go to the new school or apply for a hardship transfer. Many families have spoken out against the first draft. For updates, go to the education section of WRL.com.
We have a live look at the U.S. Capitol building right now, where a vote is expected today to select a new Speaker of the House. Representative Jim Jordan secured the Republican nomination for the seat on Friday after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise dropped out of the race. With the GOP holding just a slim majority, though, in the House, it is unclear if Jordan has the votes to secure that position. He can only lose 4 Republican votes, and dozens have said they're unsure they'll support him. 217 votes are needed to win the gavel. The vote is expected at noon today.
New developments after a car was caught on camera speeding through a homecoming parade in Durham. This morning, we've learned the driver behind the wheel faces charges, including reckless driving and assault with a deadly weapon. Police say he was Jerry Brooks. Officers say Brooks drove through Hillside High School's homecoming parade in a black Mustang. WRL went to Brooks's last known address. No one answered the door. We did see a black Mustang in the driveway. State Representative Zach Hawkins says he will talk to his colleagues about strengthening protections along parade routes.
How we secure the perimeter, should we have law enforcement bookends either end of the parade, on the streets, especially where the driver came from, how are we making sure that I'm getting ahead of those types of possible dangerous situations.
Fortunately, there were no reported injuries at that homecoming parade. Durham police say 3 others were arrested at the event. 2 are accused of trying to ride dirt bikes on the parade route. The other person arrested was on an outstanding felony warrant for fraud charges.
All new this morning was a late ending to Monday Night Football. Maybe you didn't see it. Dallas Cowboys secured another big win in this. They took on the Los Angeles Chargers. Micah Parsons and the defense came up clutch in this one, holding off the Chargers for the victory. Cowboys win it 20-17.
The family of a person found dead in Orange County over the weekend are looking for closure.
He was always there for everybody, no matter what.
Coming up, we hear from the mom of Skylar Brooks as deputies continue to work for answers about her death.
And the Scholastic Book Fair, familiar to many of you from your elementary school days, facing accusations of excluding diversity on the bookshelf. How that company is responding. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Garden. Another cool start to the fall morning.
Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s this morning. Temperatures are going to be pleasant this afternoon, though. We're going to climb up to 67 and then even warmer temperatures a bit later in the week. But we also have a chance of rain on Friday. I'll show you the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a pleasant start out there this morning. Temperatures in the Triangle area around 50 degrees, but you'll run into some temperatures in some spots that are down into the low to mid 40s. So a jacket definitely feels good out there. You'll want to put a jacket on the kids as they're headed out to the bus stop. And it's going to be another cool afternoon, too, like we saw yesterday. This morning, temperatures will be anywhere from the mid 40s to right around 50 degrees. We're starting off with a good bit of cloud cover, but once we get to around 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to see mostly sunny skies. It's going to be a real pretty day. When the kids get off the bus, it'll feel pleasant with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s and lots of sunshine. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dogs this morning, again, temperatures starting off right now mid 40s to right around 50 degrees. By the time we get to 9 o'clock, looking at temperatures a bit closer to 50.
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:14. Now still tracking the sensors and carry around that reported crash at Harrison Avenue at Maynard Road, a report of an overturned vehicle there. Still not seeing any delays, but we'll keep an eye on that and have another update for you coming up in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. We're not seeing any big delays coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. It's a smooth trip from the Cleveland community all the way up to the Beltline. We are starting to pick up a little bit of congestion on southbound Capitol Boulevard as you head in from Wake Forest toward 540. About a 2-minute delay showing up right now, Renee.
Thanks for that update. Now to a mysterious death. Orange County deputies continue to investigate after the body of Skylar Brooks was found in the woods over the weekend. WRAL spoke with the family of Brooks, and they say they're looking for closure. The sheriff says a man walking his dog discovered the Greensboro resident's body off Heron Pond Drive Sunday morning. Skylar's mother says she is at a loss for words after seeing her daughter for the last time Friday night. She says Skylar loved children and was hoping to be a chef one day.
He was always there for everybody, no matter what. No matter what was going on with her, no matter what was how down she was there for you. She showed up.
The Orange County Sheriff is asking anyone who witnessed anything unusual near Heron Pond Road to come forward. The family has started a GoFundMe to help with the burial expenses. Visit WRAL.com to find that link.
As the United States transitions out of the emergency phase of the pandemic, the life-saving COVID-19 drug Paxlovid might become less accessible. The drug has been free throughout government purchases through the entire period, but that program is ending and the new price hasn't been announced. Medical experts expect it to be priced higher than the $530 per course price by the government. For people using Medicare, Medicaid, or maybe you're uninsured, the medicine will remain free through next year.
New controversy this morning for the book fair that we all know from elementary school. The Scholastic Book Fair is being accused of excluding books that touch on race, LGBTQ, and other issues related to diversity. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with how Scholastic is responding to these accusations. Ken.
You know, Renee, this story is getting a lot of attention on social media and online. Scholastic says this is its solution to many states prohibiting certain kinds of books from being in for being in schools. Well, many of these banned books focus on race, gender, and sexuality. Scholastic announcing its fairs will now have a separate section for the books focused on the topics I just mentioned. The titles will be in a new catalog called Share Every Story, Celebrate Every Voice. The catalog features 64 titles and allows schools to choose which books to include. Schools in all 50 states have ordered books from this new catalog. Now, in a statement, Scholastic writes, "We don't pretend this solution is perfect, but the other option would be to not offer these books at all, which is not something we'd consider." Of course, we've been reporting how local schools are now trying to figure out how to comply with the Parents' Bill of Rights that took effect this school year. This is a story we'll keep monitoring.
Ken, thanks for that. This morning, we are learning more about the life of legendary actress, entrepreneur, and author Suzanne Somers. This morning on Today, her husband of 55 years will talk about her long battle with an aggressive form of breast cancer that took her life at the age of 76.
This was an amazing woman. And the idea that she's gone has affected a lot of people, not just our family.
It's Alan Hamill right there. And coming up on Today, he joins the show to thank her fans for the outpouring of supports they have received. It is a live interview with Hoda and Savannah.
Today is Senior Citizens Day at the State Fair. While seniors age 65 and over get in free every day, today they can also enjoy a free Bojangles breakfast. There will also be entertainment at the Senior Citizen Fun Festival. The event will take place on the Dorton Arena patio starting at 10 a.m. And today's another chance to meet some of the friendly faces that you see here on TV every morning. Brian Schrader and Michelle McConaughey will be hanging out at the WRL tent from 10:30 to 11:30. Then this afternoon, you can also meet Gerald Owens and PETA Shearwood from 2 to 3.
And there were 100,000 people there on Sunday at the fair yesterday. Elizabeth, I know Monday is one of your favorite days to kind of sneak in there. But Tuesday, here we go, ramping up. You know, we'll be counting down the final days soon enough.
And I tell you what, yesterday I pulled up a live camera at the fair at noon and I was shocked. It was packed yesterday. And we've got such pretty weather in the forecast for the fair, except for Friday evening. And I know that's a really popular time. So we're going to walk through that over the next couple of minutes. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all dark right now, but taking a look at satellite, we can tell there's some cloud cover out there. We're going to see those clouds dissipating, though, as we get to say mid-morning or so. We'll see 67 for today at the fair, 72 on Wednesday, and 73 on Thursday. So some lovely weather. It looks nice and dry. Everything is very quiet along the East Coast right now, so we'll push it on ahead. This is the low-pressure system that starts to develop up in the Midwest, and that's going to drag a cold front along with it. You can see that rain from Memphis to Nashville up toward Indianapolis. That's Thursday. We'll push it ahead and pause it here at 6 a.m. on Friday. We're nice and quiet. There's a low along the coast, but that doesn't affect us. We're going to see this system moving in from the west. So some rain in Asheville in the morning. By the time we get to 6 or 7 o'clock, we're seeing some showers across our area. So that means, you know, if you were planning to head to the fair after work on Friday, it could be a little iffy. That rain is with us up until the very, very early hours on Saturday. By 7 a.m., it looks like that rain is out of here. But of course, we have a number of runs of the computer models still to look at between now and Friday. We get into the high resolution models beginning tomorrow, so we'll have an even better way to time out that rainfall for you. But right now it looks like a 20% chance during the day, but after sunset it does bump up to around 50%, and that rain should be ending very early on Saturday. Right now Saturday and Sunday look just fine. Speaking of fine, look at this picture from Bryson City. Yesterday morning, the mountains, the high elevations of North Carolina all got a nice dusting of snow. This is up near Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Beautiful color down below, and then of course a little dusting of snow. The colder the temperatures, the brighter the leaves are, so it's nice to see those cool temperatures. I was very fortunate to be up at Grandfather Mountain on Sunday. The color was perfect. So starting to peak in the highest elevations above 4,000 feet, but there is plenty of color if you're headed this weekend or even the following weekend. We're going to see that color moving down the mountains, and there's plenty to see. Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous color in Grandfather Mountain and Blowing Rock, starting to peak there at Mount Mitchell, but again, plenty of time to see that color. Tropical outlook, we still have an 80% chance that this system develops. The next name on the list is Tammy. It does not look like it's going to have much of an impact on land. It looks like it turns northward past Bermuda, so we'll continue to track it just to let you know. Beautiful weather all the way up until Friday, and then behind Friday's front, we're nice and dry for the weekend with highs back into the 60s. Brian?
621 right now, Elizabeth, just getting reports of a crash with injuries on Lewisburg Pittsburgh Road, just north of 540, up there at the Wake Tech intersection. We are seeing some delays showing up on the sensors in that area. Also, we still have this overturned vehicle reported in Cary at Harrison Avenue at Maynard Road. I am starting to see some delays forming through that intersection. Just need to be careful as you head through there and give yourself a few extra minutes as you head either northbound and southbound on Harrison Avenue or on that east-west route along Maynard Road. Also, in Holly Springs, we have a crash, minor crash, at 55 bypass at New Hill Road. So far, I'm not seeing any delays on those sensor readings.
Brian, thank you. Dolly Parton is teaming up with the Salvation Army to ring in the holiday season this year. Coming up in What's Trending, where she's expected to perform on Thanksgiving.
This is pretty cool. And here's a look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans are praising New York Giants player Justin Pugh for his hilarious Sunday Night Football intro.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, while the Giants offense was giving its taped intros at the beginning of the game, Pugh decided to scrap the traditional recording of giving his name and alma mater for something more brutally honest.
Justin Pugh, straight off the couch.
I like that. Yeah, fans on X, formerly known as Twitter, were very amused by the line, with some tweeting, "I've never vibed with a football player more." And just for that, he deserves to start every week.
This is great because, you know, instead of saying Justin Pugh, Syracuse University, you know, he has been on the practice squad. He's been in and out of what has been an injured offensive line there, just not playing. So, hey, there's straight to couch to 5K. There's couch to NFL offensive line. That's what he's doing.
But the way he delivered it, too, that was perfect.
Nicely done. And Dolly Parton is pitching in to help the Salvation Army this Thanksgiving. She is going to perform at halftime of the Dallas Cowboys-Washington Commanders game, all part of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Kickoff fundraiser. Parton is going to ring the Salvation Army holiday bell to jumpstart the holiday giving season.
How awesome is that? Yeah, Dolly will be performing some of her greatest hits, also some songs from her upcoming album, Rockstar. And she is a rock star because if there's anyone who can get people to open up their hearts and their wallets, it is Miss Dolly.
The red kettle will turn to gold.
Dolly's for touch. Sure.
Brian, thank you. Talking about football, flag football is now an Olympic sport, along with four other sports just added to the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The organizing committee announced yesterday that flag football, cricket, lacrosse, squash, and baseball, softball are now Olympic sports. So these are just additions for the LA-based games only. While baseball, cricket, and lacrosse have made it into games before, squash and flag football will be making their debut. Last time we saw cricket and lacrosse, by the way, early 1900s.
Set up for Woolly Bull's Winter Wonderland has begun. Get ready for snow and sledding and lots of lights at the DBAP next month. You can even chat with Santa or his favorite elf, Woolly Claus. It is all happening November 22nd through New Year's Eve. You can get your tickets at durhambulls.com. Today, we'll get an update about the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Just ahead, how the hefty price tag could cause a change of plans. And it's a bit cloudy this morning. Of course, the sun has not come up yet. We're going to take a look outside. We have some warmer temperatures in our forecast. I'll show you when we're back into the 70s.